From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October 26, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the status of two major infrastructure projects in the town of Cairo. Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the construction of a sidewalk from Cairo Elementary School to the Hannaford Market on Main Street, as well as the planned upgrades to the town water system, will attract business to the town. Benoit said, and I quote, "Anytime you create improvement in infrastructure, it makes it more inviting for businesses to come. This way, they know what the capabilities of the town infrastructure are," end quote. Benoit said both projects are proceeding on schedule. The sidewalk project is awaiting a scope and fee document from the project's engineering firm, and construction is tentatively scheduled to begin in August of 2018. The water system work includes establishing a new additional water source, replacement of necessary water pipes, all meters, and the existing water tank. Installation of the meters, first stage of the water infrastructure work, will be completed by the end of the year, Benoit said. The town is also looking for an additional water source. Drilling is underway and testing of a well near the town reservoir at the Cairo Nature Preserve is scheduled. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that volunteers from the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, local churches, and other organizations next month will collect non-perishable food donations to benefit Hudson Valley food pantries and soup kitchens. On Saturday, November the 11th, more than 1,000 Scouts in Ulster and Greene counties will hold their annual Scouting for Food drive to support 42 pantries and soup kitchens. Scouts will distribute grocery bags donated by ShopRite to more than 40,000 area homes on Saturday, November the 4th, and then return on Saturday, November the 11th after 9 a.m. to pick up those bags filled with food. Items wanted include canned vegetables, meats, soups, fruit, pasta, cereals, and baby food. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The town of Greenville will hold a public hearing next week on solar farms proposed to be located in Greenville and Freehold. Cypress Creek Renewables intends to spend $15 million to construct seven community solar farms in Greenville, Cairo, Catskill, and Coxsackie. The company estimates its projects will create 200 construction jobs and generate $1 million in local tax revenue. Cypress Creek representatives have been working with the Greenville Planning Board for 9 months on the proposed 2-megawatt freehold project that will be able to power 300 to 500 homes. Greenville Deputy Planning Board Chairman Don Teeter said overall the response he has heard from residents has been positive. Following the public hearing, the Planning Board will submit the second part of the Senate Environmental Quality Review. Any identified major impacts will be dealt with during the third part of the CEQA, Teeter said. He said, and I quote, "There are some impacts that have to be addressed. I don't see us declaring a major impact that Cypress hasn't already foreseen," end quote. Construction of the solar farm is expected to take anywhere from 12 to 16 weeks and could begin in early 2018. The public hearing will be held on Wednesday, November the 1st at Greenville Town Hall, 11159 Route 32 in Greenville. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Finally, William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman the Rhinebeck Town Board will hold a public hearing next week on its plan to dissolve the town's three-member elected Board of Assessment Review in favor of a single appointed assessor. The town is currently facing a town-wide reevaluation, which is expected to cost the town somewhere around $350,000 to $400,000. Town Supervisor Elizabeth Spencer said hiring a full-time assessor will allow valuations and tax rolls to be kept current, thereby eliminating the need for town-wide reevaluations and the associated cost in the future. The public hearing will be held at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, November the 2nd, at Rhinebeck Town Hall, 80 East Market Street in Rhinebeck. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Well, the WGXC 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive continues. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air live and local during the coming months. And your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interests. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Green and Columbia County. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of rain after 9 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 57. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 57 degrees. The Thursday night, a slight chance of rain before 9 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 39. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 67. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Rain is likely overnight on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 7:21 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:55 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 26th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.